Encouraging, inspiring, your Bridge FM. And now a movie review from our favorite place, Plugged In.
In the new movie Lilo and Stitch, now in theaters, one of Disney's more recent franchises makes the jump from animation to live action. Many fans of this early 2000s franchise likely have kids of their own by now, and Disney is no doubt banking on that nostalgia factor. That said, they might be wondering if the latest version changes much with this series' two beloved characters. For those who aren't familiar with them, here's the rundown. Lilo is being cared for by her older sister, Nani, after their parents' death a few months before. Lilo's not a bad kid, but she does have a penchant for finding trouble, and that tendency is amplified when Stitch shows up. He's a six-legged alien that could almost pass for a dog, and he's been genetically designed to wreak havoc. Lilo adopts the little guy, and she's determined to help him overcome his bad programming to become something better. But with all the trouble they keep wandering into, they may not be together long enough for Lilo to amend the lovable little monster's ways. They've got a social worker on their case, and if that weren't enough, some other aliens get mixed into the action too. Lilo and Stitch delivers a sweet message about the importance of family, along with some mild language issues and nonstop slapstick violence. In the end, this live-action reboot gives fans and newbies a lot to like. So we're giving Lilo and Stitch a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
If you want to hear this movie review again, you can go to our website, thebridgefm.org, and look under Heard on Air. Plugged In is a ministry of Focus on the Family, and it's all part of Your Bridge FM.